escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, do we have a lot to talk about, because today isn't just a Monday. Today isn't just a holiday. Today is the first day of game week in the NFL. Welcome to the National Football League. Oh, man, is it going to be so much fun? I the nervous energy is already starting for me. I can't wait to get to the stadium on Sunday. Boy, right leading up to the game, and it's going to be, in a way, I'm certainly going to miss. Oh, by the way, welcome to Monday morning here, 10 a.m. John Fricke in, of course. Steakhouse will be back, and Andy and Randy will be back tomorrow. This being Labor Day, I'm in 10-2 today. I guess I'm kind of sort of happy that I'm not going to be doing the Wade Ford show anymore because of the nature of what I've, you know, my shift in my life here. And so Andy Bunker is going to take over for me with Joe Patrick. I'm going to really miss doing the Wade Ford tailgate show. I'm doing it for a number of years. I really enjoyed it. Love being around the fans, love being around Joe and, you know, getting all hyped up for the game and all that kind of stuff. But I think on Sunday, I think I'm just going to have to be like with my daughter at the backyard pacing because of the nervous energy. I don't think I could just, of course I could, you know, just sit there and start talking to Joe about the game, but I got to kind of work off this nervous energy ahead of the Falcons and the Bucks on Sunday. And so I want the season to be really good. I really do. I want this season to be. I'm going to talk to you about it today at 404-726-0929. In about 17, 18 minutes, we're going to bring in Will McFadden. He is the senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. Get the lowdown, get the skinny from him about what to expect from the Falcons this week, because the NFL starts on Thursday. You have the now Micah Parsons-less Dallas Cowboys taking on their arch rival Philadelphia Eagles. That's the opening game. Friday, you got Kansas City and the Chargers, and then, of course, it all ramps up Sunday. The 1 o'clock kick, which begins with the Wade Ford tailgate show and then, of course, goes into the pregame show on the network, and then Wes and Dave with the call at 1 o'clock, Mercedes-Benz Stadium Sunday, Falcons and Bucks. Huge. Wow. How big a game is this to start the season? It's a really, really important game for the Falcons on about 15 different levels. That's the other thing. If you know, if it was a random road game, I don't know, pick some place in the AFC. Jacksonville. If it was a random road game at Jacksonville, and that's not to slight Jacksonville, I'm just picking somebody. If it's a random road game at Jacksonville, it's not a conference game, it's not a division game, it's a road game. That becomes like the least important kind of game you could play, right? But what's the most important game you could play? Well, that would be a home game in conference, 2, in division, 3, against the other team, 4, that has won, 4 straight division titles, including the one that they didn't win it last year. No offense, Tampa Bay. No offense, Crew. You didn't win it last year. Falcons lost it. But still, nonetheless, that's a must-have game. It's not 100% critical that the Falcons have to have that game, but bloody hell, it might be 95%. I mean, you got to win. You know, you got to go 4-2 in the division, right? Of course, you know, kind of what they did last year, but that's not the point. But you got to go 4-2, you know, in the division. You got to win your home games. You really can't afford, if you're the Falcons, you can't afford to really lose your home games. Because if you lose this game, then the game against Tampa in Tampa becomes a must win. You don't want to be in must-win position. You want to be kind of relaxed a little bit when you go into the Tampa game. Not relaxed to the point where it isn't important. Of course it is. But you don't want to have to be like gripping, you know, later in the year. We have to win this game and we're not going to get in, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to be in that position, okay? So let's just win this thing. All right, let's put this in our back pocket and let's kind of move along here. Because with the early bye being in week 5 this year, which isn't such a bad thing, I think. I'm trying to talk myself into it. I don't like the early bye. Prefer buys a little bit later on, but maybe this, let's play the 4 games and sort of reassess where we're at in week 5. You've got 2 division games. You got the game against Tampa, and then you got a game at Carolina in week 3, and that sandwiched around games against the Vikings and the Commanders. So I think that, you know, it's all NFC, right? It's all important. You got to get to that bye 2-2. And that's the worst. I want to get to the bye at 3-1. But, you know, if you lose to Tampa, suddenly now, okay, you can go to Carolina and win, though you haven't had a whole lot of luck doing that in the last few years. Jeez, as long as it didn't damn rain there, I guess. And then now you're forced to either beat Minnesota or Washington just to get to 2-2. Because you go to the bye at 1-3, and suddenly, and all the conference games, and suddenly you're like, okay, while we're reassessing here, by the way, we've got to go on a 5 or 6 game win streak here, or otherwise, you know, I mean, things are going to get, you know, squirrely fast. I know, this is why I'm talking, okay. This is why, I guess it's good that I'm not doing the Wade Ford tailgate show, because it's Monday, and I'm grinding on it. Good Lord. You know, college football was a nice distraction because I wasn't thinking about it. And I woke up this morning and went, hey, it's game week. And then I went, oh, no, I'll start grinding. I don't know about you, but I'm a grinder. I'll grind on this and, you know, I get all worked up and, my goodness. And it's funny because I was thinking about, you know, I really enjoyed doing play-by-play during my career, okay. And when you're doing play-by-play, and I thought, would I do it again? I thought, I'm 65, probably not. When I was doing play-by-play, and you'd be nervous about a game, right? Because your team is playing. And when you're the play-by-play guy, you're even closer, obviously, to the team. You feel like you're part of the team in a lot of ways. You travel with the team. You know the players and their families and everybody intimately. Sort of like everybody got to know CJ Carr's mom last night, right, on national TV, because we all know her now because, you know, she had her own TV show last night. So anyway, you get to know the team. But during the game itself, there's no nerves because you're so focused on just doing your job, you can't sit down and pace and get nervous during a game. But when I'm watching the Falcons, well, I'd like to put an odometer on me because I think sometimes during some Falcons games, hey, let's just sit and tweet. No, I'll walk. They get a big game and they're on the road or something and I'm at home, I'm pacing the entire game. I'm at the snack table in the back behind the couch over here. I'm walking around, here to play. And then I literally do like 5 miles because I have a hard time. Yeah, I'm sorry, technical issues start the show there. Anyway, I have nervous energy about the Falcons. Welcome to a Monday Labor Day special, John Fricke till 2 o'clock. Will McFadden in about 10 minutes, senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. A couple of quick headline notes here, and then we're going to launch into a lot of football talk. I think Drake Baldwin, first off, let me say hi to Garrett Chapman. Co-host College Football Game Time. Garrett, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man, fantastic. No, living the dream.
Drake Baldwin, Rookie of the Year. He won it last night with that pinch hit home run.
I thought he won it a couple of weeks ago. I saw that the gambling odds actually shifted away from him. He dropped from first to third a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know how you can do that personally, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, just trying to find something nice out of the season here, and the Braves will play the Cubs today. That's a again, if you're paying attention to that, Labor Day in Chicago and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm already, honestly, uh, I I saw the highlight of the – I'm not watching the Braves. I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm just – I'm watching football. And so I didn't see any of that. I saw the highlight, and I went, oh, good, Braves beat the Phillies. That's great. I mean, that's kind of sad, but it's true. I mean, don't know what to tell you about that. Maybe you missed over the weekend. United actually won a game. I know. Hey, you know, that ends about a five-month drought of not winning games. Oh, man. So we have a game tonight. It is TCU in North Carolina, final game of the opening week salvo, week one salvo of college football. Don't know what to expect out of Bill Belichick's debut there, Garrett Chapman. Could be interesting.
I really have no idea. And look, his old defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, let's just say he had a pretty good day up there in Ohio State, the Bend. But, I mean, look, it was we'll see. I don't have a lot of expectations for North Carolina. I know some people are weirdly bullish on them. I just don't think they have a lot of talent, comparatively speaking, to a lot of these programs. Then TCU was a lot better than people gave them credit for. I mean, people forget that team was 9-4, 9-3 last year, right there in the middle, top middle of the Big 12.
Well, yeah, North Carolina has something on the order of like 60 some odd new players. I mean,
yeah.
Gio Lopez is going to be their quarterback. Who knows? You know, the Hulu cameras are going to be there. They're taping North Carolina all year long. Real Wags of Chapel Hill, I guess, is where we're headed with this. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. It beats the hell out of me. So we'll see. Is it Chapel Hell or is it Chapel Bill? And okay. ACC, otherwise, ACC had a pretty good week, even though, you know, Clemson, you know, if Clemson wins, ACC, yeah, great week. I mean, last night, Miami won that game last night. It was a really good battle. That was the most entertaining game of the week, the Catholics-Convicts game last night. Down to the wire, both teams, tough loss for Notre Dame, huge win for the Miami program. A lot of fun. That was what, you know, I kind of put a capper on the week for me. So I was really, really enjoyed watching that game last night. Not because I was doing any, you know, schadenfreude about Notre Dame. I really don't care about both teams. So it's not my world. I was just enjoying watching as a fan. But good win for Mario Cristobal. Big win for the Miami program. Big win for the ACC, which had a great stellar week. Georgia Tech going to Colorado and winning. You know, certainly everybody knows about the gigantic win that they had, you know, except for Clemson, of course, but Florida State over Alabama, which I guess I assume it's a gigantic win. But for Florida State, and how about the state of Florida? That's, to me, the state of Florida was the biggest winner this week. If you think about it, Florida State beats Bama and crushes them. Miami beats Notre Dame. South Florida, did you forget already? 31-7 over Boise. Yeah, the state of Florida won big. You know, it was a time where the state of Florida was kind of dominating college football, and that kind of moved away and shifted north to the kind of, you know, circle, triangle, whatever, of Clemson, Georgia, and Alabama. I don't know, maybe it shifted south again. I mean, really great opening week for the state of Florida, that's for sure. All right, we'll talk to Will McFadden, AtlantaFalcons.com senior editor here, coming up after the break, and get him into the program. Talk Falcons, it is opening game week for the Falcons. Then we're going to open up the phone lines, talk to you about Falcons, talk to you about college football. Garrett's here, going to have a lot of fun on a Labor Day Monday with John Fricke on Sports Radio 90.10 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Labor Day Monday from the Northern Kia Studios. John Fricke with you. It is Falcons game week, and of course Sunday is going to be a huge day at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Can't wait to get there, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's coverage all week long leading up to it. As we get ready for this critical game against Tampa, and the coverage on Sunday, of course, all morning long leading up to the 1 o'clock kickoff between these two will begin at 8 a.m. with the Wade Ford tailgate show. We welcome into the program the senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. If anybody knows the Falcons, it's the senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com, Will McFadden, and he joins us in the WadeFord.com hotline. Well, it's Monday of game week, Will. I got to tell you, I woke up a little bit. I get this nervous energy on game week, especially this opener. I don't know how you're feeling, besides excited about this club, because I really want this season, Will, to be special. I hope it is.
Yeah, I had an extra pep in my step this morning, just like you, John. And yeah, it really does feel like they've been kind of knocking on the door for a little bit now. And I agree. I hope this is the year when you make the stride, you get a lucky break or two, and a player that you were hoping steps up, and you get into the playoffs, because it's been long overdue.
All right, so I got a lot of questions for you. Let's start with, and throughout the questioning, I'll be asking you about what do you expect from. Let's begin at the very top. What do you expect from Michael Penix? He didn't get a chance to take a snap, obviously, in preseason. What do you expect of Michael Penix coming out of the gate in this game?
Yeah, I really do think there's, at least when we're talking expectations, there is a high degree of variability to me. You could tell me that we're talking Monday morning about a 3-touchdown, 0-interception performance, and Michael Penix looks like he's him, right? You could also tell me that we're coming out of this and, you know, there's a touchdown, there's a few interceptions in there, he's below, you know, 60% completion. I'd believe that too, right? So I kind of think that is the big question going into this game, and you're right to identify it, is really what are we looking at? Because we know what the ceiling theoretically can be when you look at Drake London and John Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Darnell Mooney, like the weapons are there. We saw the flashes, the last three games, but consistency is always the hardest thing for a young player. And when you are looking at playing a whole season, I do expect there to be a little up and down. So on a one-week sample size, when the last game I have to go off of is, for all intents and purposes, a very different one than this one coming up on Sunday, it's just hard to tell. You know, I wish I had a better answer for you, but that is what makes it such a fascinating question. Now, I do think that he's got all of the tools to really go out there and look like not only a competent NFL quarterback, but a good one. And he's going to be able to hit all parts of the field. Whether or not Darnell Mooney is available, and that's something we'll see with the injury reports throughout the week, that could play a factor here. But I'm excited because I do think one way or the other, there's going to be some fireworks in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday.
Will McFadden, senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. It is Monday game week of the Falcons and Buccaneers at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the season opener. For a long time, Will, we talked about, oh, my God, this festering hole at left guard. It just didn't go away. Every year we were trying somebody new there, and then Bergeron finally settled that down, only to have now what everybody is super concerned about, which is even more so than left guard, which is suddenly the blindside right tackle here. So with McGarry out for the year here, Elijah Wilkinson, now you trade for this Michael Jarrell, you bring in a couple of other veterans. Is this going to be a catch-as-catch-can thing over there at right tackle? And what's your confidence level that Wilkinson's going to be able to protect the blind side and keep Michael Penix from getting destroyed?
Yeah, it absolutely does feel like Elijah Wilkinson is kind of the guy they are slotting in pencil right now to take over that right tackle spot. We spoke with Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach, on Thursday, asked him about Elijah Wilkinson and his confidence level. And he brought up the fact that even though, you know, fans here in Atlanta are probably familiar with Elijah from his time playing left guard as one of the, you know, many faces to kind of rotate in there before Matthew Bergeron took over, as you pointed out, he was a tackle in Chicago. So he's got a lot of experience playing all over the offensive line, which is part of the reason that the Falcons valued him in the first place and wanted to bring him back this offseason. So now, you know, that versatility is really going to be called into question. And ultimately, the biggest thing is, yeah, a guy can be versatile, and that's great to have as a reserve player. But Caleb McGarry was, you know, fundamentally involved in their run scheme, especially to the right side. I mean, there were few players, I think, more impactful across the NFL when running behind them as Caleb McGarry. A lot of the metrics kind of bear that out. So, yes, I think Elijah Wilkinson is serviceable. Storm Norton, you know, when is he able to come back? Is that after the bye week at kind of the earliest opportunity? That's going to be a big question, too. But one thing that Dwayne Ledford said Thursday that kind of stuck out to me, and I'm working on a story on it, is just, you know, the best five is really the mentality that they want to take out there. So I would expect there to be a little bit of a competition in practice throughout the week. It does seem like Elijah Wilkinson is a player maybe leading in that competition right now, but I don't think that is settled by any stretch. And Brandon Parker, Jack Nelson, a couple of other names that were mentioned out there, but they're going to be looking at that right tackle spot a lot throughout the week, I bet.
Talking about expectations for the Falcons going into the opening game against Tampa, let's switch to the other side of the ball. What do you expect? We'll talk about personnel in a moment here, but what do you expect about Jeff Ulbrich? What will we see different? Because obviously, you know, playing base in preseason and whatnot from a Jeff Ulbrich defense as opposed to what we saw with Jimmy Lake. Do you expect that we're going to get, and I'll just throw this out there, a defense that is going to be far more in an attacking variety?
Oh, absolutely. If the text that I received kind of during the first preseason game or any indication, then yeah, I think people are going to really latch on and notice just that kind of flying around mentality that became a little bit more commonplace, I think, later on in the DQ years. But if you think back to kind of that transition from Mike Smith in 2014 to then Dan Quinn in 2015, and like the off-season signings of Brooks Reed and kind of those level of player, Leroy Reynolds, and just saying like, all right, well, we need some of these mid-level veterans to come in here and just play with the style that we really want to adopt here. And pretty quickly it became apparent, oh man, these guys just run at a different speed just when the ball is snapped. And that is what I expect day one from this defense. You know, I think when you look at the pass rush and how exactly is that going to unfold, are you blitzing, are you running simulated pressures, are you dropping James Pearson, like, they're going to figure all that out. That is where I do think a week five bye is beneficial, because it allows at least the defense side of the ball in particular, but offensively with Michael Penix Jr. as well, to get under the hood and tweak some things. So that, I think, will kind of bear out as the season goes along, is who are your best four, how much of a rotation do we want to do. But from day one, from the jump, the thing that I think everybody will notice is just, man, they aren't really second-guessing, because it doesn't appear that they're doing that much thinking after the ball is snapped anyway. It's just supposed to be reactive. It's supposed to be playing on your front foot, and really dictating terms to the offense is what I think they want and what I think you will see a little bit.
Well, it is sort of surprising that this team is going to lean so heavily on four rookies on defense. You know, James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker, obviously his first-round picks, but to start Xavier Watts and to start Billy Bowman, that seems like high risk, high reward to me. But you know, and Jordan Fuller, I mean, geez, you know, you tried Simmons, that didn't work. And Fuller, you had to kind of re-sign back to a practice squad. What are your expectations for four rookies having to be able to, you know, impact a game of this magnitude, a game of, you know, where you're facing veterans like Baker Mayfield and you know, Mike Evans and you know, Emeka Abuka. I mean, this is going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, it absolutely will. But I think it's in line with that mentality that we're talking about, right? I think Billy Bowman, you know, you can look at the size limitations. You can look at, there's a reason he was a fourth round pick, and you can point those out if you want. But really, when you talk to the coaching staff about, okay, what is it about Billy over D or something like that? It's kind of the mindset. It's just that mentality of like, man, he kind of just has an edge and a chip on his shoulder, and he is out to prove himself at every turn. And really, that's all of the guys. Now, I think Xavier Watts is a little bit more of the cerebral, quiet, hey, I'm leading from the back, literally and figuratively. And that's, I think, at any one position, safety is kind of the spot that you want it. But as you get closer to the line of scrimmage, you got to be ornery a little bit. And we're seeing that with James Pierce Jr. We're certainly seeing that with Billy Bowman. And so I kind of think that you'll take your lumps in terms of maybe a technical breakdown, or is there a brain fart that comes along with being a young player in the NFL a time or two? Of course, like the mental workload is always the number one thing that you hear when talking to a young player. So that is to be expected. But I think as long as the expectations are kept in check and we're not, you know, looking at them as, hey, they're going to go out and be Richard Sherman for day one. Could they be? Sure. But that shouldn't be the day one expectation. Let's grow and let's learn with these young players. And really the ask should be, go out there and play with your hair on fire and go out there and play on your front foot and be the first off the ball. And if they're doing that, then that's a check in the right column. And I know at the end of the day that this is a wins and loss business and you got to have it all ladder up to a W. But I like what I've seen. I think the attitude is correct. And early on this season, it's really about shifting the mindset of the defense, I think, as much as anything. Because if the mindset and this pass rush leads to more turnovers later on in the year, then I really think we are talking about some W's racking up.
Falcons season opener Sunday, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 1 o'clock kick against Tampa, live on your home of the Falcons Sports Radio, 90.9 The Game. John Fricke with Will McFadden, senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. If I put my finger on a couple of concerns I have going into the opening game, certainly we've talked about right tackle. Defensive line depth, does this team really have, you know, a away. I know that they re-signed Kentavious Street back to the practice squad, but I mean, my concern is it's you line up a Bucky Irving and you're just going to run right at us. And, you know, if we get shoved off the line for 5 yards on every first down and it's second down to five every time because you can't stop anything between the tackles, that's going to be a problem.
It absolutely will. If a team is able just to run it up the middle like that, that's the simplest, the most effective way to win a football game is, hey, we can line up and they can't stop us. All right, well, there you go. We're going to just keep doing this then. We don't even need to go to chapter two. The Falcons are smart enough to anticipate that. I do believe that the presence of Divine Diablo and then what kind of Caden Ellis is able to build on this upcoming year after a great year last year, I think that's been overlooked a little bit. It's not entirely about just having the beefiest guys on the interior. It's about having some gap discipline from your linebackers. It's about having smart players who can read and react and flow. I do think the Divine Diablo will really be an impactful player in that regard in particular. Is his kind of diagnostic skills jumped out to me when I turned on the tape to see what the Falcons were getting in him this offseason. So, you know, again, later on and, you know, the practice squad is something that they look at as a much more fluid situation, which the league allows for this year. So having a veteran option on your practice squad, there's much more flexibility in terms of being able to bring them up and activate them on game day than there used to be. That being said, though, it's probably a much better spot to be in to need a big kind of gap-plugging run defender than, say, a smaller, fast, twitchy, pass rush oriented guy who's got all the moves in the back. So if they need to adjust in one direction, I think beefing up the run defense would be another great way to use that early bye week to say, okay, we kind of see that this is working. Where is it not? And make those tweaks. I think it's easier to adjust onto the run side of things. But again, I'd expect they have a plan in place with some of the young guys. And I think Brandon Dorlus was a standout in training camp, and I have high expectations for him.
Well, Will McFadden, AtlantaFalcons.com. Game management, you know, we talk about this, and I don't want to overstress it, but it is a really important game. You're not playing Jacksonville on the road to start. It's conference, it's division, it's Tampa. It's, you know, I'm not saying it's a must win, but, boy, it's a one-and-a-half-plus win if you win it, not just a one win. Game management from Raheem Morris is going to be under the microscope if this turns out to be a game that goes down to the wire, and it might well do that. And what is your expectation here that Raheem Morris kind of took to heart some of the mismanagement of clocks and things of that nature that happened on a couple of occasions last year to kind of relearn that and understand that can happen again, especially with a young quarterback?
Yeah, he says he has. And, you know, I mean, time, I think, will tell, but he has from day one been I try to learn a lesson from every situation type of person. And so that is the goal for every member of the organization each offseason is you kind of go at it, you come together at the end, you say, all right, what can we work on? Where are the areas we need to improve? Here's kind of your mission plan, go attack it. And for this offseason, I have to imagine that Raheem's was very oriented on kind of the game management piece, some of those very critical split-second decisions that, yeah, again, happen really under, like, incredible pressure and in the blink of an eye. And so I do think that they're very tough decisions to make, and hindsight is always 20/20, but you're in this situation for a reason, and you have to trust that you're going to get those calls right because they can really dictate the swings of the games. But there was also some good last year. I think a moment on the Netflix documentary Quarterback, the second season, against, I think it was New Orleans. It may have been right after that Tampa game, to get down there with 12 seconds left, kind of complete that pass, go down, clock the ball, and be able to bring Youngway out for the game-winning kick. Like, that was a situation where you had to understand the quarterback that you had in place, that he was going to be able to effectively communicate it out to everybody, that you had a veteran offensive line who understood and has worked together. So it's like there's so much stuff as the clock is ticking down. Do we do this or do we opt for a different play? And so I think there was some good and bad. But Raheem ultimately is going to be kind of judged, and I think that lingering question about game management has stuck in the minds of fans, as you mentioned. And so it's going to be a question I think people are looking for him to answer this year. But hearing from him, it does sound like he was aware of that, and he has taken the steps to improve that element of himself as a coach. So we'll see.
Will McFadden, AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks for taking a few minutes. Game week, we encourage everybody to go check out all the very latest on the Falcons at AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks, Will.
Of course. Anytime, John. Thank you.
Quick break, and then we open up the phone lines. Let's talk. It is game week for the Atlanta Falcons. It's reaction week to college football. It's everything you wanted to be on a Labor Day. You want to jump in on the Braves or United, you're always welcome. But you know what where we're going with this. 404-726-0929. You heard Will react to it, what he said, yay or nay, on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 90 Time, The Game. It is Labor Day Monday. Hope you enjoy the holiday. It is the first day of game week for the Atlanta Falcons. John Fricke with you at the Northern Kia Studios. My buddy Garrett Chapman, co-host College Football Game Time, and I are going to be, Garrett, we're going to be talking some college football today throughout the show, you and I, kind of your reactions and So, yeah, so somebody was, you know, was talking about the new poll, and I thought, just, and we're going to get to all of your calls here about the Falcons and about college football at 404-726-0929. And we put so much emphasis, well, the new polls are going to be out. Of course, they'll be delayed till tomorrow because of the Monday night game. And Ohio State will go to number one. Who's going to be number two? You know, it kind of occurred to me that the polls really, it isn't about polls anymore. Everybody gets caught up on who's going to be number one and what. It's not about rankings. It's about resumes, isn't it? I mean, that's what we're talking about your resume.
Yeah, and ultimately that's really what it all comes back to, and it, I don't put any credence into these early season polls. I know people are going to overreact and freak out and say, oh, so-and-so should be doing this and that and that, and whatever. I mean, a lot of it's just a little overrated because we don't know who is what. I mean, is Alabama really that team who got blasted, or is this going to be a completely different roster by the time we look at them at the end of the season? Who knows? Who knows? And it's not really until you get, I'd say, a month into the season that you really have a decent blueprint of what some of these teams are. Because how do you compare Georgia's win against Marshall to Ohio State's win over Texas? You can't, because it's completely different.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. I mean, this is why it's going to be hard. The overreaction is going to be fun to watch, though. That doesn't mean anything. 404-726-0929. So what are your expectations? What are your concerns for the Atlanta Falcons going into this game? You got a lot of nervous energy, because I do, and I want to talk to you about the Falcons. I want you to tell me what you're thinking now. It is game week of this season here, and then I had somebody call in yesterday and say that college football is not fun anymore, that it's changed forever because the NIL and the portal, and as a result, there's, you know, no dominant teams anymore. It's going to be just everybody's going to start looking like the NFL. Everybody's going to lose two or three games. And, it, you know, well, yeah. I mean, I think it's more fun because now suddenly you walk around and I think that there are eight or nine teams that are in play in the SEC and eight or nine teams that are in play in the ACC and, you know, seven or eight teams that are in play in the Big Ten. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it makes it more fun, and I think as you go through the season here, the critical nature, you know, when it's Alabama and Clemson and Georgia just kicking everybody's ass, and Ohio State the same way, then you're just kind of, okay, let's sit around and wait. How many times do we have to do that? We are just waiting for Alabama, Clemson, round two, round three, or whatever it was going to be, right? Now it's like, do you have any idea who's going to be in the national title game? No. Yeah, that makes it fun. Let's go to Henry. Morning to you, Henry, and welcome to Labor Day. Welcome to Falcons Game Week. Hey, Henry.
Hey, good morning, John. Just wanted to say I'm a real big fan of yours and of the station and of the show. Actually, I kind of wanted to go on college football. Is that okay if I went college?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and thank you for that nice compliment. What you got?
Okay, so I want to go. I got two things. So first, I want to start with the Georgia Bulldogs. Of course, that's my favorite team. I really think that it's a great thing that they're not being considered by, you know, the national pundits to be not that they're not contenders, but just the fact that they're talking about everybody else. They're talking about Penn State and Ohio State. I think college football is probably at its peak because this is probably the most exciting week one that I can remember in college football. But I think that is good for the Dogs that they don't have as much attention on them to be a national championship contender so far as, like, the top two or three teams.
Henry. They are. I mean, they're going to be, like, number two.
We know that, but with
Texas losing, they become – Yeah, I know, but with Texas losing, they become the – right now, Georgia's going to be the number one team in the SEC, the number two team in the nation in the polls tomorrow, and now the favorite to win it all. Now the favorite to be in the national title game.
Yeah, I think that's still going to be – I think Kirby's still going to be able to use some of that to his advantage so far as bulletin board material. But I just wanted to get that out real quick about Georgia, that I just think that way about that. Number two. I want to get your perspective and your opinion on this. I'm 49 years old, and I want to speak a little bit about the Notre Dame-Miami game from last night and just the history of that rivalry. I'm 49 years old, and I can remember when they came up with the phrase Catholics versus convicts. And I want to say that the same way you feel about calling college athletes kids, how you cringe or you feel a certain way when you hear that, I cringe when I hear Catholics versus convicts, because the problem with it is, I mean, for nearly 40 years or better, it's somehow been okay to refer to these students and these athletes as convicts. And I understand how it came about. I understand where it came from. But I've heard even recently radio people, people even on TV, why is it okay to continue to call these athletes convicts? Because if we look at every college, there's convicts on every team. But why is it okay to label this one particular university?
I guess my answer to you, right? While I appreciate and you know, Henry, I appreciate where you're coming from. At the same time, Miami embraced it. You know, back in the day in the 80s, they embraced it hard. They loved it. That was the edge that you had. The edge that they lost was that kind of like convict thing. And we're not talking about necessarily, you know, bad people. It was just, you know, you were going into the yard. It was like the longest yard. You were going in to play men who were nasty and mean and had, you know, it was a thing with them. And actually, when they lost that kind of convict edge, for lack of a better term, they became soft. Mike Smith, Falcons are soft. They became soft and they lost their program. So I think they sort of embrace it. I don't think they take it literally. I appreciate what you're saying, but I don't think it's a literal interpretation, as opposed to when you call somebody a kid, we can go to that. That's totally literal, because it's just not true, and it wipes out. I mean, it's a factual statement. I think Miami kind of, you didn't hear, like, and I'll just put it to you this way. Everybody started going back to Catholics versus convicts this week. Did you hear one thing from Miami, anybody, at the university or in the city of South Florida, say, hey, quit calling us that?
And that's what's surprising to me, especially in the whole, and that's why I said I wanted your opinion. I wanted your perspective, because in this world that we live in now of cancel culture, how is that still a thing?
Because they like it. They want it. Miami wants that edge back. They want to be the mean, nasty. I mean, football's a violent game. And so they don't mind, you know, being kind of like, you know, associated. I don't think, again, they take it literally. Look, everybody, we all know, you know, I mean, if they really objected, then the networks wouldn't use the term at all. You know, and the fans may still, like, for example, the Red River shootout between Oklahoma and Texas, and people got all worried about guns and stuff.
Exactly.
It can't be the Red
you
River.
See where I'm going
it's
with
gotta
it?
Be the
That's
Red River
exactly
rivalry.
My point.
Right.
Correct.
But I still call it the Red River Shootout, because I don't take the word shootout literally. Stop it. You know, I mean, it's just what it's called, you know, relax, you know, take a chill pill.
Right.
And so Miami embraces it. So that's, I think to answer your question, you're not technically wrong, but if Miami embraces it, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It's not going to go away. I mean, if they had an objection to it, then a lot of people would say, okay, fine, we're going to quit doing that. But I think they really kind of want to reclaim that edge. Mm.
Understood. Thank you for your perspective.
Now, thank you, Henry. I mean, again, Henry's not technically wrong. but Gary, you see what I'm saying? I mean, if Miami really objected to being called convicts, and again, I don't think they take it literally. I think it's just about, you're coming down to play, you know, in the yard, you know?
Well, if you go back and watch the U, right, the 30 for 30 that ESPN did, they did a fantastic job on that. And it was the whole thing on Catholics versus convicts. The Miami program loved that. It was just sort of their mentality. They were going to be tough. They were going to be like kind of that rough and tough type of mentality where they want to hit you in the mouth and then they're going to continue to do it. You know, that's just who they were. And that's when Miami was at their best, you know? I mean, it was the whole city embraced them, and that's why they have this massive cultural, like, following behind them. It's because of the Catholics and convicts. And then you have Notre Dame, and that's, like, just the opposite. It was a really cool documentary that had multiple parts on it. it was fantastic, you know, and I think that was just who they wanted to be. It was a part of their persona. And that was, like you said, John, it was that's when they were at their best.
All right, quick break. Henry brings up great points, though, and this is the conversation we can have today. It is opening game week for the Atlanta Falcons underway on this game week Monday. Falcons Monday, first Falcons Monday of the year, 404-726-0929. What are your expectations? You know, if you North Carolina fan want to talk about the hoodie tonight, hey, listen, jump on in here because I got questions about that. Your reaction to Notre Dame-Miami last night, that huge win for the Hurricanes. And, you know, South Carolina with a great win at Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday, that fourth quarter kind of come back and take over. And your reaction to everything here, who should panic and who should have patience in college football? That's next, and your calls at 404-726-0929 on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.